good day and a good weekend to you, folks. Time now for the readaboutit.com Friday podcast. I'm Reed. It's Friday, and this is About It. A couple of things today. As always, talk a little pop culture with you. First, though, a quick question. I got a cat. For the first time in my life, I own a cat. Are they supposed to just lay around and just lay there? That's about it. Get up and run about, I don't know, 6 feet and then stop. Is that it? Okay. I mean, I bought toys and little rubber balls and shaky things, and the cat is just completely uninterested in all of that. So I'm thinking of just, you know, pouring a bucket of mice on it just to see if anything really happens. But I'll call the ASPCA before I do that. A couple of things to talk about from the world of pop culture. New Kids on the Block are now officially returning to the block. And now the same thing that happens with Boys to Men and the Backstreet Boys and all that. You're a little bit old to be calling yourself New Kids. You're not new. You're not kids. You don't live on the block anymore. But they are planning to release a new album and go on tour. It's 20 years after New Kids on the Block mania swept malls across the country. You know, I actually think that this will be fun the first time everybody sees it. I think the key to something like this is just hit it quickly and be gone before, you know, you start to turn into the Eagles, basically. You know, do the one tour and then don't come back and take another 10 years off. So it's a big deal when you come back about that. NBC has renewed a couple of things. They're going to do a sequel of The Office or a spinoff of The Office. They haven't announced what it is or anything about it, just that's what they plan to do. I don't know about this. It seems like a bad idea to me. The Office, I love it. It's a great show. It's easily one of my favorites in new shows or in reruns. But what is to be gained from overexposing it? I mean, there's so many other shows that have popped up now that sort of do the same thing, except not quite as good. There's shows like 10 Items or Less on TBS, which is like The Office set in a grocery store. It's like The Office put on by, you know, like a high school one-act play team. You can tell they're trying. It's just not nearly as funny. The whole overexposing it, I think, is a real danger, because that kind of humor, it's great, but if you get too much of it, you grow numb to it. So we'll see if that happens. Also, NBC is not putting Scrubs on the schedule, so it's expected to move to ABC, which is heartbreaking news for me. Why are the great shows that I love on NBC always winding up getting moved 12 or 15 times and then finally canceled or dumped somewhere else? Same thing happened with News Radio. I know, you know, back in the day, that show had like 6 different time slots in a season. And honestly, Scrubs, I'm glad they're going to be able to wind up the entire series, even if it's on ABC. But honestly, I cannot stand the thought of the possibility of Scrubs winding up paired with According to Jim. You know, that eats away at my soul. I just don't think that it doesn't seem right, because it's not right. So, all right, a little music news for you. Bobby Brown has written a book about the truth, the whole truth, nothing but, etc. My first thoughts on this were, Bobby Brown wrote a book? Shouldn't you have to be able to prove you've read a book before they give you a contract to actually write a book? But I guess they're still close enough to the news that the freak show will be something people want to read about. Bobby Brown does promise to reveal the real reason he left New Edition. I've been waiting on pins and needles for that. And also, he talks about one of his friends, video star Karen Superhead Steffens. And I don't have a joke here. I just like to say that may be the best nickname I have ever heard. It's like Hemingway writing a story with just 6 words. It sums up everything you need to know about that person just like that. The other musical thing is that Scott Weiland is out of Velvet Revolver, and they issued a statement throwing him out, and he issued a statement saying that they had all been to rehab, and this is the pot calling the kettle black, and he was going back with Stone Temple Pilots. And the thing, I'm not asking you to care, I'm just telling you, the thing that he wrote in his statement, the last thing was, "Good hunting, lads. I think Sebastian Bach would be a fantastic choice." Obviously referring to them needing a singer now, because it's pretty much the best parts of Guns N' Roses there needing a singer, and they're not going to go out and get Axl. That's a good point from the probably maybe late 80s, certainly early 90s. What singer from that era could you get to front a band, a super group? Who is still A, alive, B, can sing, and C, is not comically fat at this point? You know, who doesn't show up on VH1 Fat Club or whatever it is. Who can get away with it at this point? Because from what I'm seeing, that may be the biggest problem with bringing metal back. Last time I saw Sebastian Bach, he looked like he was in pretty good shape. And, you know, the hair was always nice. That'll pretty much do it. One other thing, CNN had a poll out Thursday that suggested the number of Americans who believe the country is ready for a black president is rising. And, of course, I credit this to the fine work done on 24. Come on, we've had a black president for years on 24. Everything always works out okay. There was always a black president in works of fiction. Now we see nothing really bad happen. Now we were still able to save the day. But that's going to do it for the podcast this week. We'll be back next week. I apologize last week. Various other commitments and technical difficulties, and the sun was in my eyes. Didn't get the podcast done as I wrote this week. I am trying to buy a house and having all sorts of random hilarious things happen along the way. So we'll, of course, keep you updated on all of that. But thanks for tuning in today. Be back next Friday with more on the podcast. This has been the Read About It Friday podcast. I'm Reed, and until then, Seacrest out.